Now, we're in the wonderful part of the zone, which is dedicated to Lincoln Cathedral. I'm speaking to
Mrs. Ruth Parker.
Mrs. Parker, just share with us what your role here is within this whole sort of setup.
Well, I'm very fortunate to have spent 12 years as a member of the chapter of Lincoln Cathedral, so I've been quite involved with the running of the cathedral for that period. And delighted to say that we began bringing a marquee here about 10 years ago to widen our horizons, and it's proved to be a great success, and I hope people enjoy coming to see the life of the cathedral as it is today. We have the works department and fundraising, all the different aspects of the cathedral life.
It certainly does seem to be a stand which gets better and better each year, which is certainly to your credit and the rest of the team who are actually here. Diamond Jubilee year, of course, you had a special connection with Her Majesty the Queen, and we're going to be obviously doing a little feature with the works department later about that. Would you like to share with us the connection?
Well, absolutely wonderful. First of all, her son, of course, the Prince of Wales, has become patron of our fabric foundation for the appeal for the turret and for the next 5 years. And Her Majesty the Queen actually saw this wonderful crown that has been carved by the Works Department at Burley when she visited Lincolnshire last week. So that was a great accolade. And she has visited Lincoln Cathedral on several occasions. The one I remember in particular, when she came to present the Maunday money on Maunday Thursday, a millennium year, which was very special for everybody. But the Jubilee year is wonderful to have had her visiting the county and taking interest.
Very much. So Burley, of course, will be covering the horse trials there later. But these two fine folk will be graduating from Lincoln Cathedral, being journalism students at the University of Lincoln. Hannah, question?
Still got a while before that. The Lincoln Cathedral is absolutely lovely. I've been up there quite a few times. And I was just wondering, how much does it cost per week? I know there's figures actually up at the cathedral, but how much per week is it to keep it as it is, in fabulous condition?
To keep the doors open, we need a minimum of £1 million a year. And that's just to make it safe and keep the services and the standard of the choir and everything up to scratch is £1 million a year. On top of that, we need the money to keep the repair programme going. And if I say that the Works Department have this, can tell you which area of the cathedral will need repair work doing in 25 years' time. We have a huge project which was done so that they've identified the areas in need, and we've worked out that every stone in the cathedral requires looking at once in 120 years. So they have to have this programme of going round and maintaining the fabric of the building. And of course that is all extra money required. But to keep the doors open, keep the functions going, pay the salaries, and most of these people, some of the people here today are volunteers who give their time. There are over 600 volunteers work for the cathedral, which is marvellous of people. And without that, it would be desperately difficult.
That's quite a sum. How do you raise that money? Is that through events like this, raising awareness, or is it completely reliant on donations?
It is by raising. It's both. Raising awareness. We have trust funds who we approach, and also, of course, legacies come into it very importantly. But it is really just awareness of the people, and we depend upon the people who, hopefully, like you, think she's a wonderful, wonderful building up there on the hill, who we all love to bits.
Yes. Tiffany.
Yeah, it's a beautiful cathedral. It just makes Lincoln. Are you reaching that target of £1 million a year then?
We are very fortunate at the moment that we actually run a fairly balanced budget. We dip it in and out a little bit, but we try to keep a balanced budget. It's not always possible, and we are always in need of money, purely to keep the repair programme going. And to employ these wonderful craftsmen, for example. Sadly, the workshops, the skills that are practiced there are amazing old crafts. And to keep the education program going with the trainees, etc., etc., is quite costly. And we just require money all the time. So we have to balance the budget all the time. The budgeting that goes on is huge and very carefully considered each year. And only the most important things get done, I'm afraid. But it's quite difficult.
For our American listeners, of which there is a growing number in Los Angeles and New York, and they're listening to this, but they can't get to the Lincolnshire show, but they're fascinated by the cathedral, is there a web address that people can actually log on to actually find out further details and possibly support you?
Yes, indeed. If they go on the Lincoln Cathedral website, and I could just say at this point that we have sent the Magna Carta over to New York and varying states in recent years. It will be going again shortly. And we now have a Friends group set up in America. But if they look us all up on Lincoln Cathedral, they will find details of the American connections.
And you rightly mentioned the Magna Carta, because certainly without the Magna Carta, unlikely we would have had a Bill of Rights, unlikely the American Constitution would have come through, very much the foundation stone of modern democracy.
Indeed. People are only just beginning to realise, I think, in the modern era, how important Magna Carta was. And we were fortunate that John signed it at Newark and sent a copy to the Bishop of Lincoln, which was wonderful.
Absolute delight sharing some time with your good self. Hopefully we'll catch up again in the not too distant future.
Indeed, that would be wonderful.
Well, after the joyous excitement of finding out more of the history side of things, we have two fabulous folk who have the wonderful... I was going to say, it's not a strap, it's a veil. Thank you. That's what I mean. Sash, it's too late in the day. Lincoln Cathedral Flower Festival emblazoned upon the sash with dreams of gold. We're speaking to Fund Development Officer Andrea Green. Andrea, how are you?
Very well, thank you, and delighted to be here at the show today on this beautiful summer's day at last.
Yes, I do think, you see, in previous years, the times when I've stepped into the cathedral tent, and certainly you seem to have got the right balance here between the weather outside being gorgeous and also it's not too warm inside either.
Yes, that's right. Yes, it's definitely the best marquee we've had, and certainly we've got a wonderful array of displays today and lots of interaction as well, opportunity to have a go with the works department on some of their tasks.
In previous years, I felt it was less of a marquee, more of a sauna, but that's another issue entirely.
Yes.
Really.
Yes. Yeah.
Moving on, Hannah.
Obviously, you're promoting the Flower Festival today. Can you tell us a bit more about it?
Yes, certainly. It's the first Flower Festival we've had in the last 7 years. So 2005, we had the last one. And this year, with the Olympics being such a prominent thing for us, we've taken a Dreams of Gold theme. So the flowers will be reflecting images of the Olympics throughout the years, from the very first Olympics with Grecian themes right up to modern day.
That sounds brilliant. Are you giving out any prizes for specific areas?
No, there's no prizes as such.
The honour.
Well, it is an honour for the flower clubs. There's 120 flower clubs across the county that will take part. So they've been planning for 12 months to 18 months now to get all their arrangements prepared. And we are actually holding a raffle throughout the festival. We're selling tickets today. So there will be that opportunity to win something at the end. But it will be an antique clock, not flowers.
Okay. How many people are you expecting to come to this flower festival?
We anticipate that we'll be welcoming between 12 and 15,000 visitors over a 5-day period.
16th to the 20th of August 2012 is this festival. A name check for your colleague who's also wearing a similarly important sash here. We, of course, have Angela Chappell, who's doing wonderful stuff from that point of view. Dreams of Gold, not to be confused with the Sting song Fields of Gold, because obviously one's dreams, one's fields, although we could actually work that into the whole system. How did you get involved with obviously Lincoln Cathedral? Is it something that's kind of you sort of got hooked on, or was it just something which you thought, yes, I fancy doing a bit with respect to that? What was your own pathway that brought you to Lincoln Cathedral?
Purely by chance, really, because for many years I've been working in a very close vicinity of the cathedral. And as always happens with these things, people know people, and just started off helping out in fundraising a day or two a week, and it's grown into a permanent full-time job, so which is just over 2 years now. So,
and a question which I know we'll probably be putting to the works department as well, but is there any truth in the rumour that when we have a misty day or misty night, the Lincoln Imp is prone to be seen at the top of the cathedral?
Well, it is a rumour. Haven't actually seen him myself, but I would say that it's a building that holds many mysteries.
There we are. Absolutely wonderful. We've already promoted the web address, Lincoln Cathedral Flower Festival. Can people still enter?
Oh, yes. We're selling tickets today here at the show as well. So you can book tickets online, or you can call the shop directly. We've got extensive advance bookings, but there's always going to be places, so please do come along. There are also two events being held during the festival, both evening events. One is the preview evening, which will take place on Wednesday the 15th, and for £25 you can come and have a sneaky preview of all the flowers and enjoy a buffet and refreshments as well. Or on the Friday the 17th of August you can come along to our musical meander, which is a little bit different, where you'll have the opportunity to wander amongst the flowers while listening to dulcet tones of various different classical modern music groups that will be scattered throughout the cathedral whilst enjoying a glass of wine and some nibbles.
Sounds like an ideal location report, ladies, so we'll definitely sort of work our way through that. I think Tiffany's already getting all the details from that point of view. Andrea, a delight. We're hopefully going to have a few words with the Works Department now. Now they're very busy, obviously. I think we've got the civil dignitaries who are actually sort of visiting at present, so it's all very exciting.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, I think probably one of the most popular exhibits in the cathedral area is certainly that which has "Please Do Not Touch" emblazoned upon it. No, we're actually referring to the fabulous work of Paul Ellis, stonemason, carver extraordinaire with the Works Department for Lincoln Cathedral. Paul, good to touch base with you.
Hello, how do you do?
So this is it. This is the thing that Her Majesty the Queen, when she took that flight up to Burley, we had a look at, and she said, yes, okay.
She, words to them effect, yeah, she did say, I did make her laugh because I said to her, it's a bit heavier than the original we used for the coronation, so she did smile at that, so that were grand.
See, that's more successful than Jimmy Carr was at the social. You should have actually been co-hosting the event at the palace recently.
Yes.
Moving on, we're talking, of course, about something which is currently at ground level, but it's going somewhat higher than that on the cathedral itself. Just describe what we've actually got here, Paul.
What we've got is, as part of the restoration work on the cathedral, we're replacing stones which have failed. This is a stone, it's a Springer stone, it goes right up, about 90 foot up, at the bottom of St. Hugh's Spire. What we've done, we've replaced the original medieval decoration on there with a replica of the coronation crown, which we've also painted and gilded.
Absolutely outstanding. Tiffany?
How important is it that you replace these stones?
It's very important because it keeps the building going. It keeps it stood up, actually. We're replacing stones which have failed. So they need to be replaced, obviously, for the structure to keep standing.
Every 120 years, I gather, was the statistic we were quoted recently.
I think that statistic really is by the architect. Because the building's so big, we don't want to be working on anything for the next 100 or so years, so it's going to be a while before we get to that area again.
Talking with Phil Leonis, one of our colleagues from Los Angeles, when he was actually up at the cathedral recently, this is very much the phenomenon of the 11th century, 12th century, I mean, the history of Lincolnshire Cathedral. Do we still have the skills, Paul, and obviously you're an example of that, in terms of updating this? Because it's quite a phenomenal feat of engineering when you look at Lincoln Cathedral.
Well, we do have the skills, and like you've just said, I'm part of that, but also my colleagues. If you like, I do the icing on the cake, but the cake's no good without the other ingredients. The other ingredients are all the trades. There's us stonemasons, there's lead workers, obviously important to do the lead on the roofs, and the joiners to do all the timber work throughout the roof and throughout the building.
The thing they actually put into just to ensure you've got a decent place to graduate from, Hannah.
Yes, I know, and I was just reading on the piece behind here that actually you work on Gloucester Cathedral as well, or the Works Department do, which is where I come from. I come from Gloucester. And just like, kind of, how do Gloucester and Lincoln Cathedrals compare? I mean, they're completely different buildings visually, but the kind of stone that you work with, does that is that easier to work with in Lincoln or Gloucester? Because they're different stone as well, aren't they?
They are, and it varies. It varies from wherever you are in the country. Buildings normally would have been made with the local stone. We're lucky we have our own quarry in Lincoln. We're the only cathedral left in the country that still has its own quarry. And the cathedral originally was built from stone which was quarried in and around the city. Obviously, different areas of the country will be different stones. So Gloucester Cathedral will be made from a different stone as to Lincoln Cathedral.
We see that the people of Lincolnshire, together with the Dean and Chapter of Lincoln Cathedral and the Friends of Lincoln Cathedral, commissioned the carving of this replica of the coronation crown, as you rightly said, Paul. The crown to be fixed on the southwest turret of the cathedral, on top of which, of course, sits the statue of St. Hugh. And it makes a change from sitting on a swan.
It it does probably be more comfortable as well.
I would have thought so. Anna?
Also see that you've got a picture of Prince Charles in the background there. Did you actually meet him, or is that...
Yeah, I've met the Prince 3 times, and he's now actually our patron for the fabric fund of the cathedral for the next 5 years. So that's quite important, obviously, with someone as prestigious as himself to take up the patronage of that. It's grand, it's good for the building.
And do you find that there are apprentices or young folk who are sort of thinking, I quite fancy doing that, the next generation?
There is, there's plenty of them. We take on one at a time. So obviously we take on one every 5 years. Our last apprentice, when we took him on, I think there was over 50 applicants for the position.
Paul, it's been absolutely fantastic getting a snapshot of the fantastic work you actually do. We'll hopefully catch up with you again in the not-too-distant future. I can tell this is going to remain one of the most popular areas there from that point of view, and many thanks indeed.
Thanks very much. Cheers.
The fabulous Ladies and Pigs stand has finally been tracked down and located with, of course, the red tractor to the fore. The Zio is not here today, but she's got a fantastic team that's sort of lined up, and we're speaking now to...
Paula Joseph.
Paula, good to connect with your good self, and name checks for your colleagues. Who have we got here?
This is Fiona Lucas.
Hello, Fiona.
Hello there.
No relation to George Lucas, the famous Star Wars chap?
No, sorry.
Just wanted to clarify that. Okay, and the rest of the team are working there?
Yes, there's Claire, there's Angela, and there's Jenny.
Splendid. Just checking that short-term memory is working on that point of view. Tiffany.
We spoke to you on the radio station.
Phone link, indeed.
Yep, it smells really good. What are you selling today?
We don't actually sell anything. We promote British pork, making the public aware that to buy British you have to look for the Red Tractor logo and the Union Jack with it as well. And trying to get to people to understand that you don't just have to roast pork, you can do many very simple, good dishes during the week, and children tend to love it. We, as you can see, we're with the children section today, and they're the ones that are saying, yes, I'm going to take a leaflet home for my mum. So,
all right, too. Parents, very difficult to actually educate. It's a different line entirely. We've obviously touched base on the pink pig area. We've got the giant pig coming tomorrow. Pigs have suddenly become very much in vogue, haven't they?
Yes, and I don't know why. I think it's
a lovely species.
They are lovely species.
And they taste nice.
They taste nice. And I think there's been a lot of promotion as well with television programmes as well for children. So, yes, especially within the younger community, they're liking the pigs.
Hannah.
Yes, smelling absolutely lovely. What are you cooking today? Sorry, we've already asked that one. But, like, what specific recipes are you promoting?
During the day, we're trialling, actually at lunchtime, we've got a roast pork recipe. So we're using a shoulder of pork rather than a pork loin that most people use. But we've got stir fries, we've got a pizza based one, we've got a frittata, which is a very simple, almost like an omelette, a breakfast omelette that's going down well. Just loads of simple dishes that if we can cook in our van, you can cook it at home quite easily.
All right, and let's just ask people, what are their favourites? What's your own favourite recipe?
Mine, I do a pork fillet that's stuffed with pickled walnuts and bread and garlic and onions and apple, and then I string it, truss it all up, and then roast it in the oven slowly with some cider.
Splendid.
I think we have trialled a few years ago a pork curry, a fruity pork curry, which goes down an absolute storm, especially with the members of the family that can be a little bit fussy. So we're getting the best of both worlds there.
Well, I know we did feature, as Tiffany Riley alluded to, on the Midweek Drive live studio thing, phone links with some of your colleagues at the Newark and Nottingham piece. That was after the Newark and Not show. But the crucial thing now is here we have Hannah and Tiffany. They've been working so hard today. Do you think they deserve a full tasting package?
I think they do. So they'll have to come back and have a chat with us later and come and trial all the foods that we've got. And I'm going to give them a recipe leaflet with all the recipes that we're trialling during the day.
There we are. Excellent.
Thank you.
Splendid stuff at the moment.
It home for my mum.
And if we're not back today, we'll be back tomorrow in the rain. Take care now.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, there are certainly certain stands that just not only stand out for their joy and variety, etc., but they're just wonderful. And Hannah, you were singing the praises of Brackenhill Fine Foods over and over to Tiffany.
Yes, I was. I really loved that orange curd when I tried it before. So nice. So I had to make Tiffany try some as well.
So, Tiffany, what's the press steward's view on this?
It's excellent.
It's getting better and better, isn't it?
Oh, I'm delighted. It's lovely when customers come back.
Exactly. And a name check, of course, for your good number one person there, who's obviously keeping a weather eye out on the stand with a wonderful bespoke Brackenhill fine food pet pinion as well.
Yes, we can't do it without him. He makes all the recipes up. Exactly. And knows exactly what he's doing.
And I've forgotten his name.
Neil.
Neil, of course, exactly. Quick hello to Neil. Hello, Neil. There we are. He's a little wave back to the whole thing. Hannah, any other questions you've got to put now? We've actually sort of, we're tasting it. Tiffany, you're obviously enjoying those things, aren't you?
Yeah, I've tried the boozy blackberry and raspberry jam one as well. It's really nice, yeah.
It's a winner after all sorts of things, really.
Yeah, winning awards all over the place from Siren. Which one's your favourite?
I like ginger curd, and I love to mix it with natural yoghurt and maybe put meringue with it or to taste. In fact, I don't use it anymore because I just eat it. Hence the wreck you see before you.
Nonsense. I say one of our glamour shots from that point of view. I think we should really actually make a date to actually visit you at Elvington in York to actually come and see how the whole process is. Would you be up for that?
Yes, check with the old boy, but we'd be delighted, I would imagine. Yeah, he would love it. Whether you'll get him to speak or not is another matter.
Well, it's always a challenge. It's okay. I mean, he's a genius at work. That's clearly what we're saying here, is he's working through that whole process. But what do you think? Do you think we should actually sort of visit these fine folk?
Yes, of course. Well, we've already been to York, haven't we, Alex? So we know our way there.
It was when we were en route to the Brown and Horse Trials. I took the wrong turning and ended up going straight through York.
But it's a lovely city. If you're going to make an error, do it through York.
Exactly. There you are. Once again, many thanks indeed. A reminder, it's www.brackenhillfinefoods.co.uk. Let's try and get a quick word with the main chap here, if we could just sort of... Yeah, a quick hello. I was just going through the... obviously, the power behind the whole thing, etc. Oh, just working through this. This is just, again, phenomenal. It's good to see the magic is still there.
Yes, thank you very much. We keep trying.
Doing extremely well, as we've said. I mean, it's not just Moorish, but it just works on all sorts of ways. As the company continues to grow and go from strength to strength, are there any plans afoot to actually go international?
We already do.
There you go.
Now, we export to Holland. We have two customers in Holland that we send to, and one in France who takes a little bit, but that's more of a, you know, personal...
I think we'll be sort of sending this out. Obviously, our listeners in the States will be sort of setting up all sorts of things as far as Brazil, India, Russia and things are concerned. There's a whole range of things here. What gives you the inspiration to come up with the range of flavours you've got here?
Oh, that's a difficult one. It's just I enjoy doing it. I enjoy playing with flavours and, you know, I need to bring something new every year.
And I have to mention, actually, the awards that you've actually won. I mean, I'm looking at a whole series of silver, bronze, gold awards. You've got the whole Olympic collection here.
That's right, in the Olympic year. That's it. We can't call it that, but...
And, you know, I've even seen Brackenhill Fine Foods on Facebook. We can like you.
You can. You can like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter. And
I think we'll be doing that.
Into the 21st century.
it seems like only yesterday we'd our first phone links, etc., and here we are, sort of digicodes. The whole thing is going into a whole new world.
That's right.
Delighted to touch base. I'll let you get on with the whole thing because I can see the queue is building.
Thank
so take effort
much.
Out. Cheers. As we sort of make our way back out of the sequence there, just check that everything is sorted out on that basis. We've just identified, obviously, that the Facebook scenario is actually there. And just a reminder that you're listening to Southside Broadcasting and the Midweek Drive from Siren FM on location at the 2012 Lincolnshire Show and in association with Farm & Or Nutritional Supplements.